Greetings from the Emerald Isle of Ireland. Today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, we will continue our celebrations of a sweet St. Patrick's Day with mixed fruit trifle and bread pudding with vegan custard. If you joined us yesterday, we had started making our bread pudding. We buttered the bread slices, placed it in the baking pan, poured in our fragrant soy milk mixture and set it to bake in the oven. And now we're back into the kitchen again to complete the bread pudding dish with the vegan custard that will also go along with the tropical fruit trifle that we will make for you today.
To make our mixed fruit trifle with custard and cream, we're going to start now. And the ingredients we need are 40 grams of vegetarian raspberry jelly crystals. They come in a packet like this from any health store. We need 3 ounces of sponge cake, leftover sponge cake, 1/2 pint of boiling water, 200 grams of tropical fruit salad. You can buy this in any supermarket. We need 250 mils of soya custard. You can also buy this in any supermarket. We need 2 tablespoons of corn flour and 2 tablespoons of water. And we need some vegan whipped cream. This is instant, or else you can use the fresh cream for whipping. So now we're going to start. So the bowls we'll be needing are these little bowls here, and we're going to fill those 2 bowls now with our recipe for today. In the meantime, we put on the kettle for our 1/2 pint of boiling water. We take our bowl and we put our crystals in. Now the kettle's just boiled and we need 1/2 pint of boiling water. So while you're pouring in the boiling water, make sure you keep stirring, and you stir this until the crystals are all dissolved. Let's keep checking here now. So now I'm going to leave this aside and leave it to cool. In the meantime, I'll take up my bowls and I'll start to put in my tropical fruit into each bowl. Good dollop in the end and mix the colours. It looks nice. You mix the colours. Now, so next we need our sponge cake, and we just drop those in around on top of your mixed fruit, and that'll soak up any juice that's left in the mixed fruit. Just put it in the best way you can. Well, so that's our bowls filled with the sponge. So I think now that our crystals are cool enough to pour in on top of this, directly in on top. Be a little too much, just to about nearly filling the bowl, and your sponge cake will mix up and take in all of this juice, and it'll be nice and juicy and spongy. These now have to go into the fridge to cool for about 15 minutes, okay? And now we are ready to make our custard. So would you mind putting on the gas for me, please?
And sure.
Keep it at a low flame.
Yeah.
It's fine. Okay. So now I'm going to put my custard into the bowl. Make sure I try and get everything out of the bowl. So can you keep that, let me know when it turns warm, okay? Keep stirring it all the time so it doesn't burn. The secret is not to let it burn. If the flame is too high, well, it'll burn quickly and then you have all little black pieces in it. So you need to keep it at a low flame. So now I'm going to mix the corn flour with the water. And this is my thickener. This helps to thicken up the custard. Actually, I think maybe I'm better off using the fork. It's better off using the fork. So you have to keep stirring this now because you can get a lot of lumps in it if you don't keep stirring it and make enough water in it to keep it from getting lumpy. Just mix it around, keep mixing it, and eventually all the lumps will get out of it. And you see now, this is the consistency you need. And this will thicken up your custard and make it really nice to put on top of your trifle.
So how's the custard coming
yeah,
in?
It's heating up?
Yeah, it's doing
maybe
well.
You could pile it up to medium now.
Yeah, I think you're going to be
ready for that
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Keep stirring. So there'll be no lumps.
So how is that going?
Mm-hmm. It's going very well. Starting to get thick now.
Yeah. So we need to keep our eye on the custard while it's cooking to make sure it doesn't overheat. So that looks the right consistency to me now. Can I just test it here? Yes. So can you turn off the gas? So I just want to show you now the consistency that we're looking for is if you can make the figure eight in the custard. When you lift up the spatula and it makes the figure eight, that's just thick enough. It's nice and thick to go on top of our sponge cake, our trifle. So now our custard is ready and I'm going to leave it to cool. I'm going to put this back on the gas. The gas is switched off because I made one earlier on today and I have that in the fridge. So I'm going to take that out now and check that it's ready to use. So this is the custard I made already earlier on today and I just want you to check now to see the consistency. It's good and solid, and that's ready now to go on the trifle. So I think I'll check on my trifles also and see how they're doing. Well, this is my first trifle, and yes, as you can see, it's set. The jelly has set, and it's ready now to take the custard on top. So I'll take the other one out also. So now I'll just spoon on the custard. So what we need to do now is we need to cover right on top of the bowl. And then when we have it all covered over, we need to shape it into the bowl on top. Make it nice and flat on top because we have to put our cream on top yet. So that's what we need to do. So now I think it's ready for our cream to go on top. So So when you get this cream, you have to shake it. Take the lid off. And just put a little rosette in the center. Now, and that's your finished dish. That's your mixed fruit with custard and cream. I'm going to make the second one later on. In the meantime, my friend is going to put custard on her pudding. So now our bread pudding is ready, and I'm going to just check the oven and turn it off.
Oh, that looks lovely. And now please use oven gloves because it's going to be quite warm.
Looks really nice. That looks really nice. And now with a cake knife, I'm just going to cut out a square piece. So here we go. I'm just going to use a spoon as well to help me. There we go. And now we're going to add some custard. And there you have bread pudding with custard. So now we have our two dishes ready, and now we're going to do our final presentation for St. Patrick's Day. So now we've come to the final celebration for St. Patrick's Day. And now I'll say, Slán, Lána Pára Gabhra, agus Beannacht Dé Libh. So really what my friend is saying in English is, goodbye, a good St. Patrick's Day, blessings to you. Upcoming next between Master and Disciples. I like your hat.
I like your hair.
Does it suit me?
Yeah.
How about trying what we're after making? Oh. Have a little taste.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. So I'll taste yours.
I'll taste yours. Trifle. Wow.
Mmm. This looks delicious.
Mmm. Wow.
Wow. Really
wow,
good.
Wow.
Really good.
Fantastic.
Mmm.
Mm.
Nice and spicy.
Mmm. Mmm. Mm. Fantastic.
So I'm going to try this one now.
And now I'm going to try this one too.
Mmm, yum, yum, yum. Mm, a little bit of cream.
Wow.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Mmm. Delicious.
Mmm, mmm, mmm.
You're a good cook.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.